A lot of people have time off over the next couple of weeks, whether it's for the holidays or maybe to get rid of some vacation before the end of the year. Our next guest says a great way to use that time off is to go for a hike. Yes, even in the winter. And in Wisconsin, we're lucky enough to have a national treasure in our backyard in the Ice Age National Scenic Trail. It's a 1,000-mile footpath across the state.
Rob Zimmer joins us now to talk about what's new on the Ice Age Trail in 2016 and to talk about the joys of winter hiking. He's a nature and garden writer. Rob, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing well. And, you know, most times around the holidays, you don't think about getting out there, lacing up your boots and getting out there. But, you know, this mild winter makes us think hiking a lot more. Like we just mentioned, the Ice Age Trail is huge, 1,000 miles. Where should we start or where can we start if we want to start exploring it?
It's a great question. There's lots of great places you can go to explore the trail. It's actually about 1,200 miles altogether right now, so it's even longer. Lots of great places to access it. A lot of the state parks in the eastern and central part of the state have access points. Lots of great maps available. If you go to iceagetrail.org, you can plan your whole trip right there.
So it's interesting because you said it's more like 1,200 miles now. I'm guessing that means that they're still adding to the trail.
Yep, there's still segments that are being completed. There's, I believe there's about 11, maybe about 600 miles that are completely done, about 500 miles of things like interconnecting routes, access points, things like that. So it comes up to about 1,200 miles.
So the Ice Age Trail actually goes through some I don't want to say urban areas, but definitely, you know, through some towns. I know it runs along the river in Baraboo. So it's not just, you know, outdoorsy kind of scenery. There's all kinds of scenery. But as far as getting out in nature, what kind of scenery does the Ice Age Trail offer?
It's got a little bit of everything. And you are right. It does go through some communities, too, because that's one of their missions, to interconnect people and communities in nature. So it kind of covers all of it. But for the nature, you can see just about anything. And there's a lot of amazing places. I personally like the Point Beach State Park area over in Manitowoc County. Just the forest there, the hemlocks and the cedars and the different kinds of wildlife you see in there. It's just amazing. It's so beautiful. And then in that same section, you're going right along the Lake Michigan dunes there at Point Beach State Park. And places like that. So just about anything you want to see. There are sections that go through huge prairies. There are sections that go, you know, along waterways, in the Waupaca area, goes along the beautiful, you know, the rivers there, the clear crystal rivers there, and lots of beautiful places.
So you mentioned wildlife. What's the variety that we might be able to see? Obviously, there's no guarantee that they'll be sitting there posing for us when we hit the trail, but what kind of birds and mammals might we come across?
Along the trail, you could see just about anything. I mean, in some sections of the trail, you could realistically see wolves or black bears, porcupines. I've seen mink and ruffed grouse and wild turkeys and white-tailed deer, foxes. I mean, all sorts of wildlife. And then, you know, in the deep woods areas, you can find salamanders and frogs and different things like that also.
And I have to say, seeing a porcupine in the wild is on my bucket list, so I guess I better get out there and try to find one. So we're talking 1,200 miles of trail. What's kind of the range of difficulty of different parts of the Ice Age Trail?
It's primarily a footpath, so it's designated for foot travel, not like biking and things like that, although there are many areas where you can bike, because a lot of the trail, it coincides with state bike trails and things like that, or like you said, into communities. But a lot of the sections, it ranges from a narrow, rugged path that you can barely even identify. You know, you follow the white flag, or the yellow flag, I should say. But it varies in difficulty from actually really difficult to very simple and almost flat, paved in some areas.
And those maps that you refer to that are available, do those indicate kind of, you know, how strenuous different stretches are?
Yep. On the website, theiceagetrail.org, you can find maps for the entire trail, and it will identify what sections are wet, and the like you said, the levels. you can find that out there.
We're talking with Rob Zimmer. He's a nature and garden writer, and we were talking about the Ice Age Scenic Trail, National Ice Age Scenic Trail. It's a 1,200-mile footpath across the state, and we are talking about the wonders of the trail and why it's a good idea to get out hiking at this time of year. So are there good day hikes, Rob, that you would suggest if someone just wants to go out for maybe, you know, a couple hours over the holidays? What are some different segments in different parts of the state that might be good to look at?
Oh, there's lots of them. Like I mentioned, Manitowoc County, if you're in the eastern part of that part of the state, Manitowoc County at Through Point Peach there, in the Kewaunee area, there's the whole the Kewaunee River Trail there. It goes up through Pottawatomie State Park and Sturgeon Bay. Then it kind of goes down through the Kettle Moraine. So if you're in the Sheboygan, Fond du Lac area, there's a segment there, the Parnell segment, that goes through, you know, around the Parnell Tower area in the Kettle Moraine, through the Greenbush Kettles. Then it keeps going south, you know, down into Waukesha County, down that way. Then it kind of turns and comes back up. Devil's Lake State Park is a popular area there. The trail kind of goes through there. The Waupaca County area, Hartman Creek State Park, Emmons Creek State Wildlife Area, those are beautiful areas right through there. Washera County has the Mekan River area. And then down in Madison, you know, down in Day County, they have Table Bluff and some other areas down there. So lots of different places. No matter where you are, you're not far from an access point to the trail.
One of the things that I really like about the Ice Age Trail is that, as you said, they're continually developing the trail and developing in the best possible sense, making it more accessible so people can get there. And so much of that is done by volunteers. And I think that's just a great thing to point out.
Yes, it is. Just about the entire trail has been put together by volunteers. And the other thing the volunteers do is a lot of the activities, and there's a lot of different family-friendly activities. One of my big goals as a nature writer is to get families and kids out into nature, and there's so many different activities out there that these volunteers and these chapter groups have put together to help get people out there and get exploring.
And, you know, so, Rob, it is winter, officially, at least on the calendar. It's not looking very wintry, but it is a little on the chilly side, a little on the wet side. And I'm assuming at some point it'll actually feel like a Wisconsin winter. Why do you think winter hiking is worth going out in the cold?
Oh, it's beautiful. You can, you know, whether or not there's snow, you can find amazing things. Like today I was out hiking and I found frogs, like lots of them. So you can always find something. And I always encourage people, especially in the winter, to look closer. You know, even if there's no snow, look at the trees, because you have lichens and mosses and mushrooms and fungi growing all over. And listen to the birds or lack of birds even, because sometimes the lack of sound is just as thrilling, you know, when you just hear nothing. But there's so much beauty out there, even in the winter. You know, even as far as investigating the snow crystals, there's little kits you can buy to pick up little snow crystals and identify, you know, what kind of precipitation that is.
And it's certainly easier to see raptors because there are no leaves on the trees, and so they're much more easy to spot.
Right, and you can see a lot of different ones from along different sections of the trail. You know, where it goes through open country, you can see red-tailed hawks and short-eared owls and even snowy owls in some places. And in the woods, you can see great horned owls and barred owls and different hawks and things like that in the woods, too. So lots of different birds of prey you can see in the winter.
So as we finish up, Rob, what advice do you have for listeners who have never even thought about hiking in the winter and are kind of wondering, you know, what they need, maybe what they need as far as clothing and footwear to get out there and enjoy the winter outdoors?
Yep. Obviously, you know, the common things are dress and layers, depending on the weather, wear certain clothing that's not going to get too hot or too cool, where you can take stuff off. If it's really deep snow, obviously some good hiking boots or good winter boots are good. If you're bringing kids out, obviously you want to prepare them. So the hat, gloves, scarf, mittens, everything right there. So just so, you know, so they don't get frostbite or anything like that. But you also don't want them to get too hot, because you're going to get really hot as you're out hiking in the winter. You start to sweat, and that kind of actually cools you off. So just your typical whatever you wear out sledding or ice skating, things like that.
Well, Rob, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
That was Rob Zimmer, nature and garden writer. He was with us to talk about the Ice Age National Scenic Trail and the joys of winter hiking.